KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, some light fog. It's 11 degrees above zero. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, one person was injured during a single vehicle accident last night in Montgomery County. The State Patrol says 41-year-old Joshua Franzen of Elliott, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Red Oak Rescue after the 2007 Buick he was driving went out of control on Highway 48 at around 11 p.m. The vehicle slid into the west ditch and rolled over, coming to rest on its top facing north. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, and Elliott first responders assisted at the scene. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports a Cass County man was arrested December 27th on a warrant out of Montgomery County. 59-year-old Myron Lee Flathers of Anita was arrested in Bridgewater on the no-bond warrant, a minimus where he needed to complete an unspecified jail sentence before being able to be released. Flathers was released the following day to another agency. And as we had previously reported, 22-year-old Kane Farlow of Creston was arrested December 27th in Dexter on a no-bond parole violation warrant out of Union County. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Monday held their annual organizational meeting and elected new officers. Steve Shelley was selected as board chair and Matt Wiedemeyer was picked for the vice chairman seat. The board decided not to change the time of their meetings, which will be held normally on each Wednesday at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse. Also at Monday's meeting, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reported Michael Herbert was hired as the new jail administrator and part-time deputy. Pending the routine screening procedure, Herbert will receive a starting salary of $45,000 per year and 10 days of vacation. Cass County Board of Supervisors held their first meeting of the new year on Monday, both in person and electronically, and it was also the first meeting for Bernard Pettinger of Anita, who was selected by voters in the November general election to succeed Frank Waters. Waters did not run for re-election. During their meeting, the board voted to keep Steve Beyer as board chair and Mark O'Brien as vice chair. And during their session, the board voted to keep their meetings on Tuesdays at 9 a.m., set the mileage reimbursement rate at 45 cents per mile for the use of personal vehicles to conduct Cass County business. And they set the medical examiner's fee at $200 per call. After much discussion and by a vote of 4-1, they adopted the holiday schedule. The 2021 New Year's holiday schedule was read by Board Chair Steve Beyer.
Courthouse would be closed on Memorial Day, on July 5th, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, December 24th, and that would be the Christmas holiday, and January 3rd of 2022, and then give two personal days that employees could use at their discretion.
The idea by our citizens to keep the courthouse open for business as many days as possible. Supervisor Steve Green was the lone nay vote based on the decision to keep the courthouse open the day after Thanksgiving.
I'd still prefer they take that they just do the Thursday, Friday. So just for that reason, I'm going to say nay.
The Cass County supervisors approved the appointments of deputies and assistants and or clerks for the county auditor and sheriff, including Mary Anstey and Sherry Carnes, auditor's office. Ben Bartholomew, Corey Larson, and Josh McLaren, along with Timothy Olson, Kyle Quist, and Tyler Shields as sheriff's deputies, with John Westring as a chief deputy. Sheriff's assistants, including Joni Knudsen, Billy Taylor McLaren, and Steph Witzman. Sheriff Darby McLaren last month had requested the board approve the designation promotion to sergeant. Certain deputies and the board Monday approved the promotion and pay increases for Kyle Quist and Tyler Shields. Deputy Shields is also the county canine officer with a supplemental pay. In other business, the board approved the 2021 annual livestock construction evaluation resolution, otherwise known as the Master Matrix. And the Griswold and Lennox School Boards of Education will hold a joint session tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Griswold Elementary School Library. During that joint session, the boards will discuss an evaluation of Superintendent Dave Hendricks along with possibly extending both the shared superintendent contract between the districts and an extension of Hendrick's contract, which is set to expire June 30th of this year. The original agreement began in the 2016-17 school year when the two districts entered into a three-year superintendent sharing agreement and a two-year personal contract agreement with Dave Hendricks. Prior to their joint meeting at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, a regular meeting of the Griswold School Board will take place in the conference room, and they will proceed throughout the district's facility with the purpose of conducting a facilities assessment. In our funeral announcements, Louis Troll, age 90, of Walnut, died Thursday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louis Troll will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Masks are required. Wilson McCurdy, age 96, of Benora, died December 28th in Guthrie Center. Services for Wilson McCurdy will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Benora. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. Kenneth Ken Crane, age 77, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. A private family memorial service for Ken Crane will be held at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. The service will be recorded and available on Roland's website by midday on Thursday. Patricia Miller, age 84, of Farmington, Missouri, died December 29th. A massive Christian burial for Patricia Ann Miller will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Doherty, age 72, of Dexter and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. Services for Kenneth Doherty will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The services will be live streamed on their funeral or their Facebook page. Peggy Jorgensen, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Iowa City. Funeral services for Peggy Jorgensen will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Rex Noland, age 78, of Adair, died December 28th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rex Noland will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church of Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Marilyn Farote, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marilyn Farote will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Leanne Davis, age 85, of Harlan, died December 29th, and graveside services for Leanne Davis will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Memorial Park Cemetery in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Paul Toodles Linen, Sr., age 94, of Harlan, died December 25th. A massive Christian burial for Paul Linen, Sr. will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Janet Schwenke, age 87, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Janet Schwenke will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Michael Hoffman, age 73, of Exira, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Michael Hoffman will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Joy Green, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Private family funeral services for Joy Green will be held. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jolynn Jody Nielsen, age 63, of Walnut, died Friday. Cremation will take place and memorial services for Jody Nielsen will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Beryl Kenworthy, age 102, of Stewart, died Friday. A private graveside service for Beryl Kenworthy will be held soon. A homemade ice cream celebration of life will be held this summer. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.